You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. If you want to contact us on our off-air number, you can call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You can also visit the website for our show at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. And be sure and like us on our Facebook page. Look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. So joined by my co-host today, I have my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
And also have Knox Malis from Integrity Title Solutions. Welcome, Knox.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, guys, we always want to have the experts when it comes to real estate in St. Louis. And one of the biggest experts I know is Damian Girard from Girard Realty Group at Keller Williams. So I want to welcome Damian to the studio. Welcome, Damian.
Doug, it's great to be back. How are you?
Yeah, it's been about a year since we've had you in the studio. And with 2014 coming up, we needed some of your predictions for this year.
Well, I wish I could give you a firm prediction, but nobody ever knows what's going on in real estate. There are, you know, I think it's going to be really more of the same, but there are some changes coming in a couple of different areas that might make a big difference.
What are some of the biggest changes you see?
I think the biggest thing is really in your area, in the mortgage side. You're going to see increased regulations. There's new requirements coming as far as getting approvals, and I think rates generally are going to start inching back up a little bit. We've seen a big move up in the last 6 or 8 months, and I don't see how that's going to stop. And then on the real estate side, I think it's just a continuation of a low inventory. And as you know, low inventory means higher prices.
Right. So you do see continued appreciation in the St. Louis market.
I do in general, but it's still, and I think it's going to continue to be pretty spotty. So Central Corridor stuff, you know, Highway 270 west to the bridge or something like that is, you know, listings are coming up at the price right. They're still going to be gone in 2 or 3 weeks. But the further north, south, west you go, the slower it is. And again, I just don't see anything that's going to change that coming up.
Well, and you're definitely right about on the mortgage side, because that's of course, the lens I have to look through on a daily basis. Watching all the changes that are coming down the pipe there, it's just scary. I mean, we've had 75% of the loan originators that were in this business, you know, 6 or 7 years ago are gone. 75% are gone. And I know a whole nother round of people that are going to be getting out that just have had so many changes they just can't continue to deal with it.
Well, it's really incredible. I mean, the affordability factor was at a historical low last year, a 99-year low, and it's inching back up. So as rates go up, that's the real cost of owning and buying a house is the mortgage. And as that cost goes up, it has a pressure. But it's kind of odd how that is affected by inventory, because prices can go up in two areas. It's the cost of the house and the cost of owning it.
Well, and one of the benefits of that, too, is, you know, even though, I mean, what I don't want to sell to anybody is hope, because we don't know, you know, we don't have hope that rates are going to go back down. You know, we have to look at the present situation and say, is it still a good deal today? Just because rates aren't at 3 1/8 on a, you know, on a 30-year fixed, what if they're at 4 1/2? I mean, what about when they get to 5 or even 5 1/2? Historically, that's still a fantastic deal.
Well, you're absolutely right, and it's funny because a lot of people think that realtors are always just trying to pad their own pockets when they say that the right time is today. But it really is true, because nobody has an accurate prediction. We just don't know what direction things are going, and people typically buy a house for a life-changing reason. Smaller family, bigger family, it just doesn't really there's no one thing, and the cost of it may change next year, but it may go up and may go down. The point is, if you need a house and you want to move up or move down in your housing, now's the time to do it.
Right. I mean, one thing we can definitely safely say is that now is a better time to buy than it's going to be 1 year from now.
I think so. I think that's generally probably going to be true in most markets and most submarkets of St. Louis.
Right. And it's not that the market's going to be bad a year from now, but rates probably will be higher. So your cost of buying that house is going to be more. You're going to be able to afford less house for your money.
Absolutely. And not rates are going up, but also the cost of getting that mortgage is going to be going up too. There's some new rules and regulations coming on the mortgage side that's just going to increase the cost of getting the loan itself.
Although we did get good news yesterday, it looks like they're actually going to put a little moratorium on that increase in the G fees or the guarantee fees for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're actually going to stall on doing that because it was due to take effect in the next couple months, and it looks like they may put it on hold and maybe even permanently put it on hold as we're getting a new director when Mel Watt comes in as head of the FHFA he's already decided to see if he can put a stop to that fee for now. So that may help mortgage rates a little bit, where it's not going to artificially go up, but they're still going to go up anyway, even regardless of what he does with the guarantee fees.
Right. The one thing that we've had a lot of struggle with in the last few months is just simple underwriting. You know, the underwriting is becoming so much more complex, and the requirements for documentation and last-minute changes, last-minute requests has really put a lot of pressure at the end of the transaction for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I'll definitely want to warn people with that. I mean, I always try to manage expectations. When I talk to borrowers, I apologize to them in the very first meeting for some of the documentation we're going to have to ask for. When we start asking for hair samples and toe clippings,
right.
Don't take it personally.
And as you know, we refer people to top mortgage people like yourself, and they always call a couple weeks later and say, "Oh my God, they're killing me! You know, now they want my W-2 from 1964, and I can't find it." You know, and that's just the way it is today.
Well, I think people have to keep more documentation now than what they used to,
and be ready to produce it pretty quickly, because typically we don't know about these requirements until it's close to the closing time.
Right. Yeah, there is stuff that can come up. And now that it's required that credit reports get pulled again right before closing,
right.
And that's a whole nother round of stuff that can just throw a wrench in a deal right before closing, even past commitment dates for people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see that a lot in my side of the business and the title side, because the girls will be there right at the end. They've got everybody lined up to make the closing happen, and then they pull that last-minute credit report, and all of a sudden they decided they were going to open up another line of credit here, and they – got something at Target and got the 10%
right.
off, and they were so close, they were so on the bubble to meet the margins. Right. And I think now, as we get the QM laws with CFPB coming in January 10th of 2014, that's going to get more and more stringent, and it's going to be really interesting to see who can stay alive in a market like ours. But I do think one valuable thing for us might be that as the hype produces and builds about, hey, it's a seller's market and there are a lot more buyers than sellers out there, maybe you'll get some people off the sidelines after the holidays that do want to sell their house because they've got enough equity now and things like that.
Yeah, I think you're right, Knox. And also, I always have to put in a plug for the realtors who really are in the market, and just suggest that take a look at your realtors if you're hiring somebody to do a job, because that's what you're doing. And, if your realtor's been in the business for 35 years but only does two or three or four deals a year, they do not have experience.
They don't get the repetition of transactions. There's no way.
There's no way to keep up with the changes and the rapid pace of the changes that are coming in our industry if you are not a full-time, all-day, every-day realtor that sees it every day. And if you're only doing three or four deals a year, you're not going to be able to help.
As a consumer, where do I find that information out? How do I know a realtor? I mean, they promote it 25 years, but how do I know that they only do two transactions?
I think that you ask. I think that, most people start with a realtor online and or with a referral from a friend. And I think the key is to ask somebody, not how many transactions you've done in your lifetime, but how many did you do in the last 12 months?
Right.
How many deals have you closed in this market, in this environment? And that's the real question.
Mm-hmm. So when it says $1 million producer on their card, that doesn't necessarily mean much, does it?
It could mean just one house in Ladue.
Right. Right. $1 million producer. What does that mean? I mean, do $1 million in a year, it means you're broke.
Right.
Or it could have been from 96.
It could have been from, I hear realtors tell me, Sonny, I've been doing this for 35 years. And I say, we did more business last year than you've done in 35 years. So just, I think that you really have to, like I said, interview a realtor as if you're interviewing somebody for a job, and take a professional look at it.
Good advice.
In case you just joined us, you'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Damien Girard from Girard Realty Group in Kirkwood at Keller Williams. And, Damien, it's interesting our history here. For one, the three gentlemen here in the studio, we're all fraternity brothers. That Damien, you and I were both Pikes at UMSL, and Knox was a Pike at Southwest, which I guess is Missouri State now. But it's a very small world for that. And 20 years ago, I worked for you. I was your Christmas help.
I've done 5 real estate deals since then, Doug, so I can't go back that far. No, just kidding. And my son is now a Pike at SMU.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. That's that next generation.
That's
my 15-year-old
right.
already wants to pledge when he gets in college. We'll see if he gets that far.
I'm sure he will.
So when I looked at the numbers for this year, I mean, your numbers have just been outstanding. I mean, you're in the top 20 realtors out of 8,500 in the market. to be in the top 20 is outstanding, because it's not just the top 1%. I mean, you're in the upper echelon of the top 1% of agents. And, you know, to be a 1%er seems to be a bad word when it comes to income levels in our country. But, you know, as realtors go, I'm going to say that's a heck of a good thing to be in that upper echelon where you are, because that doesn't happen by accident. It happens from, you know, I guess, what do you attribute that to?
You know, it really is it's a combination of good old-fashioned salesmanship and just plain hard work. And put those two things on top of the use of technology. And like most industries, real estate has moved to be, you know, we're digitized now. And there are about 9,000 agents in our local market to choose from, but there's really only a couple hundred that are in it full-time all day, every day. And they're the ones that know how to put the technology to use for their clients, and it makes a huge difference.
Right. Technology and the tools and having the strategic team in place that lets you focus on your unique abilities and your areas of giftedness and hiring other people that are working within their areas of giftedness on your team.
Right. Well, I got my first license in 1982. And back in those days, our job was to provide information because people couldn't find it. And today, it's the complete opposite. Today, everybody has too much information, and our job is to help them make sense of it. And we use technology to make that happen.
Well, I love it. I appreciate you spending the time to come in and give us an update on what you expect for this next year and hear about some of your successes, because it's inspiring for us. And I think it's inspiring for a lot of people that are going to be listening too, that you know, just get into that story of, you know, it's really the American dream, that if you want to make money in our country and you want to do well, it just takes hard work and picking something and devoting yourself to it. And that's exactly what you've done in real estate. So kudos to you for you know, your accomplishments and everything you've done.
Well, Doug, thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, and for anybody looking to be represented in a real estate transaction, you can't go wrong by using Damien Girard and the Girard Realty Group at Keller Williams. Definitely appreciate you being a contributor to our show, because you always have great information. I'm going to make sure all your contact information is on our website. If anybody visits DougHaldeman.com, you'll be able to contact Damien Girard from Girard Realty Group. So thanks again, Damien.
You bet, Doug. Have a great day.
So one of our listeners couldn't get approved for a mortgage on his house that he just spent $1.2 million building. Coming up, find out how Cherry Creek Mortgage was able to approve this unique situation. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.